What next for the travel ban? I'm Barton Ecker. President Trump telling reporters on Air Force One he remains confident he can still prevail despite a federal appeals court rejection of his travel ban.
But we also have a lot of other options, including just filing a brand new order on Monday.
Washington State Solicitor General Noah Purcell says he hopes the president does get rid of his original order.
We've said all along that we think he should tear up this executive order and find a constitutional way to make sure that the protecting the borders the way they need to be protected.
Congressional Democrats are calling for an investigation into whether White House National Security Advisor Michael Flynn discussed U.S. election sanctions on Russia in phone calls with its ambassador while President Obama was still in office, possibly breaking the law. A Trump official says Flynn can't be certain sanctions did not come up on the call. I'm Barton Eckert. The largest private prison operator in the nation is suggesting that President Trump's executive orders on immigration could lead to a development of more detention facilities and help fuel the company's growth. More from correspondent Jan Johnson.
Back in August, CoreCivic, which used to be named Corrections Corporation of America, saw stock prices fall after the Obama administration announced a rollback in private prison use by the Justice Department. But in an earnings call, the president and CEO suggests new activity involving immigration and customs enforcement could open a window for business growth. Damon Heininger says high immigrant detention rates at ICE-contracted facilities helped ignite earnings in the last quarter. And he says President Trump's immigration orders could fuel the need for even more capacity. I'm Jan Johnson.
At least four dead, over 100 injured after a powerful earthquake hits the southern Philippines. I'm Barton Eckert.
It's 6:02 on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL. I'm Ben Cox. Richmond Fire Chief Robert Creasy has been terminated by the new Richmond City Mayor LeVar Stoney, despite Creasy's plans to retire within the year. When Mayor Stoney was campaigning, he said that he planned on shaking things up in the city, and Creasy was the longest-serving department head for the city of Richmond. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan's policy to create a public chartering authority at the state level is meeting some resistance, notably in the Anne Arundel School District. President of the Anne Arundel School Board, Stacy Korbelak, asks that there be a close look at the authority of local schools to authorize and fund charter schools. The proposed authority would take local school boards out of the equation, as well as exempt charter teachers from the need for certification. Over 3 million gallons of raw sewage spilled into a Potomac River tributary after a pipe burst at the plant on Farmington Road early Thursday afternoon. There is no way to contain the wastewater that entered the creek, but officials said that the WSSC will take all appropriate measures to clean up after themselves and that no drinking water sources have been affected. Overflow wastewater collected after the temporary repair was installed is being held in retention basins until the water main can be properly repaired. If the runaway Army surveillance balloon damaged your property in fall of 2015, you're out of luck when it comes to Army reimbursement. After investigation of the incident, according to Army spokesperson Don Schwartz, no government employee, agencies, or entities were responsible or negligent in the breakaway of the balloon. 35 property damage claims have been denied because of this. The system that deflates the balloon if it does break free did not have batteries installed. WMAL traffic and weather now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Checking the roads on Colesville Road, northbound near Dale Road. There is some road work blocking the two left lanes until 5 a.m. Monday. On the Blue Line, there will be no service between Rosslyn and Pentagon stations until the 28th. Arlington Cemetery Station will be closed, and Blue Line trains will be replaced by Yellow Rush Plus service. And on Waterview Road, between Camp Arrowhead Road and Whisper Winds Way, there is a closure due to a pipe failure. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. Today, mostly cloudy skies, 60 degrees for the afternoon high, 47 for the overnight low. Tomorrow, showers are likely with an afternoon high of 63. It's 44 in Dumfries, 28 in Bowie, and 37 at Reagan National. I'm Ben Cox on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's everything you need to know, Sundays on WMAL. Starting at 5, it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30 and again at 6:30, it's the Chris McKay Show. Then at 7, it's the Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home. Check out Heroes Talk Radio with David Ahrens at 8, The Wise Investor at 9, Trading Up at 10, Dr. Tom Rosell Live at noon, The Underwriter's Corner at 1, The Del Walmsley Show at 2, The Retirement Key at 3, and Sunday night at 7, it's Real Estate Today. It's everything you need to know on WMAL.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. That's BollAndBranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free.
Call 1-800-544-2352. That's 1-800-544-2352. Again, 1-800-544-2352.
Listen to Retirement Key Radio, Sundays at 3 from Abish Financial Services, here on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor here. Listen, if you're about to sell your home or if someone you know is about to sell their home and they've had it previously listed and didn't sell, then here's what you need to do, okay? Call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie are all pros, selling homes all across the D.C. area. What separates Sarah and Debbie from all the other realtors is their strong home buyers pool. They have over 5,300 buyers looking to buy right now. Other agents want to list your home, then have to market to would-be buyers that they have no relationship with. Sarah and Debbie already have the buyers, so don't lose money. Sarah and Debbie sell faster and for more money. Sarah and Debbie will even guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. That's guaranteed. So if you or someone you know are selling their home, then make sure you call the All Pros, Sarah and Debbie. Call them direct, 844-344-SOLD, 844-344-SOLD, or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Listen Sunday at 1 p.m. for the Underwriter's Corner here on Washington's Mall, WMAL. Bill Parisi, host of the Underwriter's Corner, has been an underwriter at First Preference Mortgage for more than 20 years. Listen as Bill shares his years of experience and expertise, answering questions about refinancing and about purchasing a home. During the program, First Preference Mortgage will have loan officers available to assist you. These officers are real experts, standing by to offer friendly advice. And really, when was the last time you were able to get a real person on the phone to talk about your mortgage? The professionals at First Preference Mortgage have a wide variety of programs available for financing and obtaining a mortgage. Find out which one's right for you, or even how you can borrow extra money to do repairs and renovations before you move into a new home. The loan officers from First Preference will be available to answer your questions Sunday at 1 p.m. So listen for the Underwriter's Corner with your host, Bill Parisi, here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Good morning. It is the Saturday morning update. I'm Rick Fowler. It's great to have you with us. So, a week that started off with Saturday Night Live's portrayal of Sean Spicer by Melissa McCarthy, followed by the greatest Super Bowl ever Sunday night. That week ends with a full moon, the stock market at an all-time high, a comet, a new book from Elizabeth Warren, and Lindsay Lohan has returned from Turkey and wants to sit down with Donald Trump to brief him. What is the world coming to? It's nice to have you with us this morning. And again, another head-spinning week in politics. A couple of new cabinet members. Wow. I mean, rough rides for Jeff Sessions and Betsy DeVos, Tom Price. But they made it. They survived. Now the fun begins. After the drubbing that the Democrats have given to virtually all of the Trump cabinet nominees, just so indicative of the contention in Washington, and we're going to talk about that with John Gizzi this morning, and what's next as the Democrats ratchet it up, and it's somewhat reminiscent of the Tea Party movement. As you remember, the Tea Party movement rose in opposition to President Obama and the Democratic policies, and it was a kind of a opportunity for the opposition to unite. And now we see the Democrats similarly with a movement around the country to disrupt, as you may have seen this week in the various Republican town hall meetings, the contention, the disruption. One of the congressmen had to be escorted out. But if you saw the chaos that the protesters are causing simply at the Republican town hall meetings, not to mention the protests that we've seen at the inauguration and since the inauguration. John Gizzi's going to put that in a historical perspective for us. Is it worse now than it's been in how long? Well, we'll talk to John about that. And kind of where we go next. Now, of course, there are a lot of things going on in the world. We've heard a report from NBC, another one of those anonymous sources, leaked material reports. But what they're saying now, a government source has also told Fox News that Russia believes it has exhausted Edward Snowden's value, and at this point, he's more useful as a bargaining chip for Putin to make good with Donald Trump and the new administration. The source could not speak to the concept of using Snowden as a gift to the U.S. Kremlin has long denied that Snowden was a spy, but he was granted asylum by Russia and has been allowed to stay there. So the question is, will the Russians hand over Edward Snowden to curry favor with President Trump? Very interesting story. Now, Snowden is spinning it. You know, everybody spins the stories, okay? So Snowden is spinning it to say that's proof that he's not a spy. So he tweets Friday night, this is from Edward Snowden, quote, "Finally, irrefutable evidence that I have never cooperated with Russian intel. No country trades away spies as the rest would fear their next." So that's Edward Snowden. I will say, Edward, I think Vladimir could probably outfox you. So beware. Putin knows what he's doing when it comes to these kind of things. In just a couple minutes, we'll go into some of the other activities in Washington of the week and more on what we're going to be hearing on the program today. We will have John Gizzi, Mercedes Schlapp will be with us, Tony Schaefer from the Fox News Channel, Jennifer Harper from the Washington Times, Cheryl Atkinson, Full Measure. So great lineup this morning, as we have for you every week. Very fortunate to have some just great guests on the Saturday Morning Update. But first, we'll check the traffic and the weather.
WMAL traffic and weather from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. It's a little slow moving on Route 50 this morning, eastbound between 95 and Jennifer Road. Also slow going on the Dulles Greenway eastbound between the Toll Plaza and Route 28 north. On 29 Colesville Road southbound near Georgia Avenue, there's a closure due to some road work till Monday at 5 a.m. Also on Colesville Road, this time the northbound side near Dale Road, there's some road work blocking the two left lanes. And on Waterview Road, there is a road closure because of a pipe failure between Camp Arrowhead Road and Whisper Winds Way. It's 32 degrees in Leesburg, 32 in Kensington, and 37 at Reagan National. I'm Ben Cox on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The WMAL Weather Channel forecast for today, mostly cloudy, will be up to 59 again today. So our weather roller coaster continues here temperature-wise. For tonight, look for some rain showers down to 45. Some rain possible on Sunday with a high of 58. Right now in Washington, we're looking at 35. Expect a high today of 59. And we're at 614. It is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Quarter after six, it is the Saturday Morning Update. It is great to have you with us this morning. And of all the criticism of Donald Trump and the attacks and the portrayal by the media of the chaos and what Trump is doing to international relations and foreign policy and our allies, we have a second visit from a prime minister this week. And if you look at it, you listen to the press conference, and you figure that the Japanese Prime Minister Abe and Donald Trump were playing golf at Mar-a-Lago. I'm not sure how much trouble he's really having with these relationships. Maybe the problem is the media, not the president. But this is Donald Trump welcoming Prime Minister Abe to the White House.
Prime Minister Abe, on behalf of the American people, I welcome you to the very famous White House.
And in response from Prime Minister Abe.
I am indeed sincerely grateful for the always heartwarming welcome accorded to me by the American people. I would also like to express my sincere gratitude to President Trump. Donald, you must have been very busy in this very important the period of 100 days after your inauguration.
And, of course, that's through a translator, remarks from Prime Minister Abe at the White House. So it's going to be an interesting couple of weeks here as Donald Trump finally gets the majority of his cabinet appointees in place and people can actually get to work. I mean, I think we need to put this in perspective a little bit, that as we all know, President Obama had virtually his cabinet in place by the time he got in because the Republicans were courteous enough to approve them. Donald Trump's cabinet, almost 4 weeks later after the inauguration, bloodied as they get into their respective positions. What they did to Jeff Sessions. We're going to talk about that, by the way, about Elizabeth Warren, who is clearly generating a lot of visibility for herself, as folks typically do when they have a book coming out, her second book. Everybody's got a book. Everybody's got a book. And that's her second book. Hmm. Everybody's hawking a book. But anyway, it's okay. It's fine. It is what it is. So what else is going on? We have Lindsay Lohan back in the country. Now we have Rick Derringer. It's not a huge manga story, but number one, he's a rock guitarist. A lot of people probably don't even remember who Rick Derringer is. But the irony of this story, just check the guy's name. Derringer, right? Well, his manager says the artist meant no harm when he brought a loaded gun on an airplane, and he will now work to clear his name. Rick Derringer is charged with having a gun in a secure area at the Atlanta airport. Prosecutors say that Derringer carried a loaded gun in his carry-on bag on a Delta flight from Mexico, but was stopped after landing in Atlanta. A federal air marshal said in court records, Derringer said he often flies with a gun in his carry-on and has never had any problems. Said thought he was permitted to have the gun because he has a license to carry one and that he will work with the government to clear his name. So, by the way, if you're scratching your head going, Rick Derringer, what were the songs? What was the Rick Derringer? Okay, it was Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo was his solo hit, and then, of course, he was with the McCoys and did the vocals on Hang On Sloopy, for what it's worth. But I will say there are a number of people carry guns, their licenses to carry guns. I'm sure there's just a little mix-up for Mr. Derringer and his gun. I took a friend who's actually somebody that's mid-level country music entertainer that female country entertainer that some time back was dropping her at the airport. It was through the radio station thing, was doing a long time ago, dropping her at the airport, and she just made this comment, I need to get there a little early because I need to, you know, check my gun through. And I'm like, really? Are you kidding me? This is a good while back, but I was still somewhat shocked because I'm just not used to that. But anyway, hope things work out well for Rick Derringer. It is 6:20. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL, and we have plenty to cover this morning.
Wall Street's great at selling you things that Wall Street wants you to buy. Some advisors are really good at selling you products you may not need. At the Wise Investor Group, we're different. We're not salesmen. We're your financial partners with an interest in what's important to you. For wealth management professionals who work with you to plan your future, call the Wise Investor Group today.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed wise investor. The Wise Investor Group is affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
The Big Screen Store. It's President's Day. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus two 50-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. Three TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. Just ask our customers.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
This week at the Big Screen Store. When you buy one, you get three. A 4K Samsung 70-inch and two 50-inch TVs just $19.99. The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's bullandbranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
Decision makers, let WMAL help take your business to the next level. Don't wait. Get your message in front of Washington's most affluent, well-educated, and extremely loyal listening audience. To advertise with WMAL, visit WMAL.com/advertise. Nothing in the market offers better ROI, so connect with us and let's grow your business.
This is Chris Plant. Visit WMAL.com/advertise to partner with WMAL.
Richard Karn here with Christine Pallera for 50 Floor to tell everybody just how simple and easy it is to have 50 Floor replace your old flooring.
50 Floor makes getting new floors a breeze. Why drive all over town when 50 Floor will bring the showroom to you? A wide selection of the latest trends and fashions so you can make the right decision for your home in your lighting with your decor.
And the day of installation, wow, it couldn't be easier. You don't have to lift a finger or any furniture for that matter. They're going to do it all for you. Move your furniture, take up and haul away your old floors, install the new floors, clean up and leave.
Plus, from now until the end of the month, you're going to save big with 50 Floor's free installation sale on all carpet, hardwood, laminate, and vinyl.
50 Floor offers 12 months same as cash financing. Call 877-50-FLOOR or go to 50floor.com to schedule your free in-home estimate. Mention promo code radio and you get an extra $100 off.
Call 877-50-FLOOR. Pick up the phone, we'll be knocking at your door.
Interest will be charged on 12 months same as cash. Promotion of account is not paid in full within promotional period. Free installation sale includes installation on carpet, hardwood, laminate, and vinyl only. Does not include any other labor or miscellaneous charges that may occur. See website for licensure information.
Saturday morning update, WMAL 624, and we know this week that President Trump has been in a dispute with the courts over the travel ban, and the president says that he's considering signing a new executive order on immigration, and as we know, the one that he has already implemented has been held up in court. The president was on Air Force One on Friday on the way to Florida, and he said that he is confident that he will win his court battle, but he added, quote, "We also have a lot of other options, including just filing a brand new order." And he reiterated, quote, that we need speed for reasons of security, so it could very well be that we do that. And he said that a new order would likely change very little from the first one, and says that he would likely act next Monday or Tuesday. Of course, as the reporters were talking with him, he said, quote, "I'd like to surprise you," which has been his M.O. through the campaign and as first few weeks in the White House. So the Melissa McCarthy portrayal on Saturday Night Live of Sean Spicer, of course, a huge viral story, and everybody, even Sean Spicer, apparently found it amusing. Well, how about a character for Steve Bannon? Rosie O'Donnell has changed her Twitter profile picture to make herself look like Steve Bannon. Rosie O'Donnell as Steve Bannon? She's offering to play Steve Bannon after, of course, Melissa McCarthy's success of imitation of impersonation of Sean Spicer on SNL last weekend. Rosie O'Donnell's new Twitter picture appears to be a digitally altered picture of Bannon with her face replacing his. I haven't wanted to go and look at that. I guess probably I should, but I haven't wanted to. O'Donnell and Trump have publicly feuded in the past, as you know, with Donald Trump making derogatory comments about O'Donnell's looks and weight and a lot of derogatory comments from Rosie O'Donnell about Donald Trump. Well, this morning we're going to be talking with Mercedes Schlapp a little later on from the Fox News Channel, and among the topics with Mercedes is the focus of the Republicans and the Democrats. And as I mentioned earlier, the Democrats are focusing on a movement and resistance. What about the Republican strategy? How do they unite when they're not totally on the same page with President Trump at all times? That's going to be an interesting debate, and we will talk with Mercedes Schlapp about that later on this morning. We'll be talking with John Gizzi, the chief political columnist at Newsmax, and he's going to take us inside the White House briefing room where he spends much of his week and give us an update of the activity there during the week. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer will be talking with us a bit later on this morning, and one of the things we're going to talk about is the DOD budget and the new Trump emphasis on the military. What does that mean for the military? Where does that go from here? Cheryl Atkison will join us, and Cheryl just had a recent conversation with the former U.S. ambassador to Syria. This was President Obama's ambassador to Syria, who left that position in dispute with President Obama. Cheryl Atkison spent some time with him, and we're going to find out what he had to say about the Syrian policy, which has led, of course, to the very, very complex issues with the refugee situation and the carnage in Syria. So we'll talk with Cheryl about that later on this morning. So we have a lot to cover with you on the Saturday morning update. Stay with us.
In life, who do you trust more? The people who tell you what you want to hear or the people who tell you what you need to hear? At Financial Engines, we believe the same is true for financial advisors. Who would you trust more? The one who tells you what you want to hear? Hey, don't worry about retirement. It'll all work out. Or what you need to hear? If you don't have a plan, you might be planning to fail. At Financial Engines, we believe that everyone deserves to achieve their financial goals. And now that the Mutual Fund Store and Financial Engines have joined forces, our advisors are more equipped than ever to help you create a comprehensive financial plan for your future. Right now, for a limited time, get a free portfolio review from an experienced local advisor when you visit FinancialEngines.com or call today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
Larry here for EMP 180 Weight Loss. I've been on EMP 180 since the new year, and I'm down just short of 20 pounds, and I'm feeling so much healthier. Here's some serious stuff. This is a real story. I heard about a dad in his 70s having some routine surgery to increase the circulation in his feet. Well, there were some complications, and this routine surgery ended up being a hospital stay of 90 long, hard days. His son was keeping him company in the hospital, and he noticed something. The same people, day after day, and that they were mostly overweight. It's no secret that being overweight is unhealthy and can bring on disease. Well, sadly, Dad didn't make it through that hospital stay. Listen, your family needs you. Really, people, losing weight can add years to your life. EMP will help you do that. Please, do what I did. EMP 180 Weight Loss. EMP180weightloss.com. That's EMP180weightloss.com. Or call 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
It's 630 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 Washington's Mall, WMAL. I'm Ben Cox. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan's policy to create a public chartering authority at the state level is meeting some resistance, notably in the Anne Arundel School District. President of the Anne Arundel School Board, Stacy Korbelak, asks that there be a close look at the authority of local schools to authorize and fund charter schools. The proposed authority would take local school boards out of the equation, as well as exempt charter teachers from the need for certification. Richmond Fire Chief Robert Creasy has been terminated by the new Richmond City Mayor LeVar Stoney, despite Creasy's plans to retire within the year. When Mayor Stoney was campaigning, he said that he planned on shaking things up in the city, and Creasy was the longest-serving department head for the city of Richmond. If the runaway Army surveillance balloon damaged your property in fall of 2015, you're out of luck when it comes to Army reimbursement. After investigation of the incident, according to Army spokesperson Don Schwartz, no government employee, agencies, or entities were responsible or negligent in the breakaway of the balloon. 35 property damage claims have been denied because of this. The system that deflates the balloon if it does break free did not have batteries installed. Over 3 million gallons of raw sewage spilled into a Potomac River tributary after a pipe burst at the plant on Farmington Road early Thursday afternoon. There is no way to contain the wastewater that entered the creek, but officials said that the WSSC will take all appropriate measures to clean up after themselves and that no drinking water sources have been affected. Overflow wastewater collected after the temporary repair was installed is being held in retention basins until the water main can be properly repaired. WMAL traffic and weather now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Checking the roads. Pretty easy going out there right now. On Colesville Road, there is some road work that has the road closed until Monday at 5. This is near Georgia Avenue on the southbound side. In Silver Spring on Colesville Road, northbound near Dale, there is road work blocking the two left lanes. On Waterview Road between Camp Arrowhead Road and Whisper Winds Way, there is a closure due to a pipe failure. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. 60 degrees and mostly cloudy today, 47 for the overnight low. Showers likely tomorrow, afternoon high in the low 60s. It's 34 degrees in Gainesville, 39 in Waldorf, and 37 at Reagan National. I'm Ben Cox on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Oh, Commonwealth One Visa, so good and true. No other card gives me a life of the balance transfer like you. My ex-credit card, so greedy and slobbery, had rates so jacked up that my debts were like robbery. But then I transferred my debt to your super low rate, and now I feel love where once I felt hate. For the life of my balance, I'll save money so shiny, I can tell my old card to go kiss my...
Announcing Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union's new Life of the Balance Visa card. Transfer your debt from a high-interest card to ours and get a really low rate for the life of the balance with no transfer fees or teaser rates. Visit Commonwealth One at cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211.
I love it when you talk financial.
Offer valid through April 30th. Visit cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender. Membership open to residents of Virginia and neighboring states.
It's Brian Wilson here with a recommendation. If you're looking for a real estate agency, now is the time to call my friend Frank Prindle of Remax Allegiance. Ask anyone who's met Frank Prindle, they'll tell you you've just met your next real estate agent. Does Frank deliver results? Of course he does. Does he guarantee to sell your home for a price and in the time you agree upon? Well, that's been Frank's promise since the day I met him, and he stands by it proudly today. Consider the story of Eric. His tenants were moving out, and he was looking for a quick sale of his Metro DC home. Eric listed with Frank, and with Frank's aggressive marketing system, Eric received multiple offers his first week on the market, and his home sold for $21,000 above list. Other agents claim to offer the same guarantees as Frank, but I can assure you there is only one Frank Prindle. Call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com.
Catholic cemeteries are sacred ground.
We as Catholics choose a Catholic cemetery to be buried as Christ was buried.
If you need help facing a death in the family, talk to your parish priest.
I encourage you to make arrangements for your burial site, your sacred ground.
Secure the place where your family will come in prayer. Call 301-871-1300 or visit our website at ccaw.org.
In baptism, we are buried with Christ and resurrect with him to new life.
A message from the Catholic cemeteries of the Archdiocese of Washington, including All Souls Cemetery and Gate of Heaven Cemetery in Montgomery County, Maryland, Resurrection Cemetery in Prince George's County, Maryland, Mount Olivet Cemetery in the District of Columbia, and St. Mary's Queen of Peace Cemetery in Southern Maryland.
Want to make your weekend more productive? Tune in to Retirement Key Radio with Abe and Shelley Abish from Abish Financial Services, Sunday afternoon at 3, right here on WMAL.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You are listening to the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. We're joined each week by Jennifer Harper, who watches the world go by and brings it to us in Inside the Beltway in the Washington Times every week. And Jennifer, it's great to have you with us.
Good morning.
Elizabeth Warren has certainly been outspoken this week, as have the Democrats. How do you assess the latest in this back and forth between the Democrats, the Trump administration, and the Republicans?
Well, you know, it's interesting when you bring up Elizabeth Warren, Rick, because after her kind of command performance on Tuesday, when she made a lot of noise and was formally silenced on the floor of the Senate, interesting to note that a major publisher within hours announced that Elizabeth Warren has a new book coming out. So that might tell you something. The name of the book coming out in April is called This Fight is Our Fight. And it follows her book, A Fighting Chance, which came out 2 years ago. So kind of fighting and being righteously angry is sort of the marching orders for all Democrats. But there are a lot of people out there that say that this kind of rage, most of it directed at Trump, kind of called Trump derangement syndrome at the moment. A lot of people are saying this may backfire on the Democrats because Americans at this point may have a limited tolerance for all of this rage. It may get old after a while. The appeal of it may wear thin, and they may get rage fatigue. Some of the people that are saying that Trump derangement syndrome can actually help President Trump is John Fund, a very smart columnist over there at the National Review. He says Trump's best asset may be his unhinged opponents, and permanent outrage, hysterical doom-mongering do not attract moderate voters. A very smart thought there, particularly as 2018 midterms are already percolating out there on the horizon. And also, coming from the Associated Press, passionate protests against Donald Trump's presidency have swelled the ranks of Democratic activists, but their new enthusiasm faces a hard reality. Again, this is the Associated Press. Republicans remain well-positioned to retain their grip on power in the 2018 elections. So that's what's percolating with all this rage. They need to maybe channel it somewhere else.
The next phase of the protest movement happens this weekend. Tell us about what's on tap nationwide.
Yeah, we've talked about this before. It seems like there's been a protest du jour every weekend, whether it was protesting Donald Trump's election, whether it was the Women's March, so forth and so on. Well, this weekend, in fact, today, the pro-lifers, it's their turn. Pro-life marchers around the nation are protesting Planned Parenthood. They have organized 217 rallies in 45 states today. They're calling on Congress to defend Planned Parenthood. All of these events will be staged outside Planned Parenthood facilities locally. And this is a very large coalition of organizations who are organized and are backing this. They include the Susan B. Anthony List, the Traditional Values Coalition, the American Family Association, March for Life, Priests for Life, the Family Research Council, and they're all out there to make the point that they disagree rather heavily with the federal government subsidizing Planned Parenthood to the tune of $430 million annually. We'll see what happens later on today, but the organizers of this march are a little concerned that they could have some confrontational violence. They've already given guidelines to their marchers on how to avoid such things. So that's what's going on with the March of the Day.
Big story over the past few years, of course, the deficit. What are the latest deficit numbers showing us?
Well, you know, our President Trump has really kind of bitterly and repeatedly complained about the trade deficit. about how our money is going overseas, and he is right. The U.S. Census Department has just revealed some new numbers about how much money is going bye-bye out of America. And since I'm not the greatest on numbers, I rely on other people who are. And I'm going to be quoting some findings from Terrence P. Jeffrey. He's the editor-in-chief of CNS News, a very meticulous guy. And he went over all the very huge columns of numbers from the U.S. Census to reveal that the trade deficit in the United States is now $734 billion. That was for last year. He points out that during 2016, the U.S. imported over $2 trillion worth of goods, but they only exported $1.4 trillion. That leaves this big deficit, $734 billion, went out of the country. And he found that the People's Republic of China was the greatest contributor to the United States merchandise trade deficit for the year, followed by Japan, followed by Germany and Mexico. Of course, Mr. Trump will be interested in that, but they the deficit there is $63 billion just for Mexico alone. And last in line is Ireland. Think about that. We imported $45 billion from Ireland, and they bought only $9 billion worth of merchandise from us. A lot of numbers there, but Mr. Trump has a good point when he says our trade deals are lousy.
Believe it or not, Valentine's Day is upon us this coming Tuesday. And I think Valentine's Day has probably changed over the past decade. What are you finding when it looks, you know, look around the country and how Americans are feeling in some of the surveys?
Well, Valentine's Day, let's hope that all the romantic part stays intact. But for now, it's a huge retailing paradise. According to the National Retail Federation, another meticulous group, Americans will spend $18.2 billion on their Valentine's this year. And this is actually down from last year. By last year was $19 billion, almost 20. I don't know what that means. But anyway, they will be spending the most on candy, followed by cards, followed by flowers. 20% will give Valentine's to their pets. 90% will give a Valentine to their spouse or sweetheart, 53% dole them out to family and friends. And also another poll, this is from YouGov. They often have very original polls. They found that 48% of Americans think that Valentine's Day is overrated, and only 43% said that it was a romantic holiday. And last but not least, Rick, let's have one more poll here. This is a Monmouth University poll. Revealing how Americans feel about romance, and 83% of us consider that our significant other or our partner is our best friend. I don't know if that's good or bad, but anyway, 66% of America believe in a soulmate, that they're a specific person out there they were meant to be with. 61% say that in an ideal relationship, partners should be similar. 51% say the ideal person to marry would be equally as smart as they are. 39% say their spouse or significant other should be smarter. 50% are married. 29% are not in a relationship at all. So if you're single, don't worry about that. 10% live with somebody, and 10% are in a relationship. So we're kind of all over the map, but let's, again, hope that romance is definitely a part of Valentine's Day rather than retailing and wondering about whether your significant other is smarter than you are.
Jennifer Harper inside the Beltway, Washington Times, and you can follow her on Twitter at Harper Bulletin. Thank you so much, as always.
My pleasure, Rick.
6:44 Saturday morning update on WMAL. Time for a check of the traffic and weather.
WMAL traffic from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. On Colesville Road in both directions, from Spring Street to Fenton Street, there's some road work. All the southbound lanes are blocked. Northbound is reduced to one lane. Waterview Road between Camp Arrowhead Road and Whisper Winds Way is closed due to a pipe failure. I'm Ben Cox on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
WMAL Weather Channel forecast for today is going to be mostly cloudy, and some sun may pop through this afternoon, up to 59.
And then this afternoon, we'll see some of the clouds roll in, bringing us rain showers overnight with a low of 45 for Sunday. Look for some showers, highs of 58. Outside now in Washington, 35, heading to 59. And we're at 6:45, Saturday Morning Update, WMAL.
For a move befitting a president, call my friend Eric Stewart to help you sell or buy your home in D.C., Maryland, or Virginia. With over 135 homes sold in 2016, Eric has the breadth of knowledge and experience in serving buyers and sellers that you need to get the right price for you. Call Eric and get moving tomorrow. Call 1-888-ERIC-STEWART or go to ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com to download the free market-ready guide. Call him now at 1-888-ERIC-STEWART.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you take a vacation, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Oh, and the best part is, you can do all of this in just a few hours a week from your home, using your laptop or smartphone. Learn how to make money when the market goes up, down, or sideways. Sound interesting? Call my friends at Online Trading Academy. They have put together a do-it-yourself investors kit that they want to send to you right away. You will get videos, hand-picked investing articles, and one of their most popular courses, and it's all for free. They will even throw in 2 free tickets to their next workshop so you can ask questions and learn more. You can do this. Just text the word INVESTOR to 797979. That's INVESTOR to 797979. Text INVESTOR to 797979. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for Esotique XV. You know, if you haven't tried the new Esotique XV yet, well, today is your lucky day. If you call right now, you'll get to try Esotique XV, the absolute best, most advanced wrinkle treatment, totally risk-free. Plus, Chamonix will give you the Genucel plant stem cell therapy for bags and puffiness under the eyes for free. You heard me right. I said free Genucel, a gift with no strings attached just for trying Esotique XV today. Chamonix is putting their money where their mouth is. You're going to look and feel years or even decades younger with flawless, silky smooth skin and no bags or puffiness, or you get your money back. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. There's only 1 week left for this crazy Valentine's Day promotion. Order now and you'll get shipping free as well. 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720, or visit online www.xvbeauty.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free.
Call 1-800-544-2352. That's 1-800-544-2352. Again, 1-800-544-2352.
Honestly?
Chris Plant is on.
I'd be very interested in knowing more about that.
Weekdays 9 to noon.
It's just extraordinary, isn't it? See?
Chris Plant.
On Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Well, as we mentioned a little earlier, Valentine's Day coming up Tuesday. Hardly a Valentine's story, but something for you to think about. Use Uber? Well, a little problem over in France. Monsieur is blaming Uber for breaking up his marriage after an Uber glitch let his wife follow his every move. So, remember back in the day, you know, you'd have a PI, maybe private investigator, jump in a cab and, you know, follow the spouse around if you were suspicious. Or maybe you'd try and keep an eye on your spouse. Well, keep an eye on the Uber accounts. The businessman in France is suing Uber for 38 million British pounds. That's almost $50 million U.S. A bug in the car hailing app meant that all of his journeys showed up on his wife's phone. It ultimately led to a messy divorce. The man has not been identified. He borrowed his wife's iPhone to log into his Uber account. Well, she continued to receive the notifications detailing where and when he was being picked up, as well as his destination. It led the wife to suspect infidelity. The man is blaming it on a bug in the app that meant his wife's phone continued to receive the alerts from his account even after he had logged out. The bug has also been reported by several Twitter users, although probably less devastating effects. So the moral of the story, if you haven't figured it out yet, is this day and age, you cannot get away with anything. Between cell phones, between video cameras everywhere, recording everything, between people with cell phone video now. So, you know, if you go in and you start ranting at a counter in a store, or if you start ranting at somebody, you'll probably end up going viral. It could cost you your job, your reputation. So just keep that in mind, you know, when you're about to do the road rage and remind somebody next to you that they're number one or start yelling at them and things like that. You very well could end up in a video, which could very well end up on the Today Show in the, 9 o'clock hour? Anyway, 6:51, it is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. Coming up next, we're going to chat with Cheryl Atkinson. Very interesting look into U.S.-Syrian policy.
Honey, let's put the new roof off till spring. Just because we need one doesn't mean I want to pay for it.
New Look Home Design has 0% interest and no payments for 1 year. Plus 10% off materials, but only for a limited time.
Wow, that's one sweet deal.
I'll get our free estimate scheduled.
Take advantage of this limited time offer. Call New Look now for 0% interest and no payments for a full year. Plus 10% off materials. The number is 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300.
My blinds were so ugly, I hung up drapes just to hide them. Finally, I got new ones, and they're stunning thanks to Blinds.com. The prices, selection, and quality are amazing. Shipping is free, and their professional designers gave me a free online design consultation, helping me pick, measure, and install the perfect blinds for every room.
This Valentine's Day, fall in love with your home. Now through February 14th, get 20% off your entire order at Blinds.com, promo code HOME. That's Blinds.com, promo code HOME. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're unique, so why is your mattress one size fits all? Because a custom mattress costs thousands, until now. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, where you can buy a mattress online, customized for you, for hundreds of dollars instead of thousands. Go to HelixSleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and we build you the most comfortable mattress you'll ever sleep on. Shipping is free, and you have 100 nights to try it out. Go to HelixSleep.com/talkradio and get $50 off your order. HelixSleep.com/talkradio.
It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL, and it's always great to have a visit from Cheryl Atkinson. She is the host of Full Measure. It is every Sunday morning, ABC 7, great half hour of investigative journalism. And Cheryl, good to have you with us.
Thanks, Rick. Good to be here.
There's been a lot of criticism of the Obama policy in Syria, and when you look at the numbers and you remember the red line that we drew and then there was no action taken, a lot of people just say, what happened here? And you are finding out what happened here because you are speaking to the former U.S. ambassador to Syria tomorrow. What did you learn about the history of the U.S. policy?
Well, Robert Ford, he was Obama's man in Syria, quit under President Obama in 2014, saying he could no longer defend our policy. He thought we were making things worse in Syria, not better. It turns out he's probably right. But part of it just comes with, like much of the Mideast, it seems like the U.S. jumping into something and having no plan, whether it's Libya that we backed the ousting of the dictator Gaddafi, but then that's now a failed state and became a breeding ground for what later became ISIS. I mean, the question is, what next? So we asked him if under President Trump he sees possible change, you know, some sort of turnaround, or what should President Trump be looking to do? And interestingly, he thinks the U.S. needs to explore working with Russia in a limited partnership to fight ISIS in Syria, which is a big problem there. It's something the Obama administration discussed with Russia doing for a couple of years, but never finalized any sort of agreement. So it's interesting to hear his view. And I will tell you, when I was in Russia, I met with the foreign minister, Lavrov, last year, and he said he thinks the U.S. can partner together, but the dispute was over. The U.S. wanted Russia to say, get rid of Assad before we agree to a partnership to fight ISIS there. And Russia said, let's fight ISIS first, and we can talk about getting rid of Assad later. And that was sort of the sticking point.
You know, there was a story out Friday reported by NBC News that Russia is considering turning over Edward Snowden to the United States as a gesture of the new relationship. The fact that Edward Snowden has been protected in Russia has been an embarrassment, to say the least, for the United States. What do you know about some of the past relationship between Russia, the United States, and Edward Snowden?
Well, I have a very good source who told me last year that Russia wanted to give Snowden back, a year and a half or so ago, and unofficially sort of through back channels was exploring with the United States the possibility of doing it and what they could get in return through back channels. But I was told the U.S. didn't want him back. And if you think about it, you know, the problems that would have posed, then you either have to decide to prosecute him or excuse him. And the public is very divided on that. And perhaps the Obama administration really didn't want to deal with that. We'll have to see if the same offer is made now. Perhaps the story will be different.
Turning to another story, Cheryl, young people go to college. They incur incredible debt in college, and we hear staggering numbers about student debt, and it's just continuing to spiral. And as you look into it, there are some very, very troubling aspects to student debt, not only just the money.
Well, you know, I started looking into this because people talk about a student loan crisis. Of course, that's a problem, but that's secondary to the main problem, which is college costs too much. What is the reason for these huge costs of an education, way beyond what it literally costs to educate a kid in a classroom, often with a grad assistant? So we dug into some of the reasons why, and we found many critics pointing to bloated executive salaries, administrative pay, to expanding real estate portfolios by many colleges, which are trying to be showcases, you know, around the globe and attract students of means and put on sort of a Club Med atmosphere rather than focusing on educating the children or the students and having them think critically. And then second, we looked at what lengths some kids are going to avoid debt or pay it down. And there's actually a well-known secret on many campuses, I learned with this story, that there are websites the kids go to. There's one called seekingarrangement.com that many female students sign up for to get a sugar daddy to help pay for their college. A wealthy older man is what's advertised, and exchange for a relationship, which often means sex. And this is, you know, pretty common. We interviewed a sugar baby and asked her what she got out of it and why she turned to that website, but it's pretty shocking.
Student debt is a crisis. Our national debt is a crisis. And a lot of criticism of the Obama administration for the increase in the national debt. There is a new administration. You're looking into it.
Yes, we're nearing $20 trillion. I think our debt went up $9 trillion, a record amount under President Obama. And, the question is, will President Trump be able to reduce that, or will some of his plans actually increase it? He's supposedly working on a skinny budget that will drastically reduce the federal bureaucracy and save something like $10 trillion over 10 years. On the other hand, he's proposed some big increases in spending, which may meet up with opposition, even among Republicans, on Capitol Hill. So we talked to some experts. No one knows what really is going to happen at this point, but we got their read based on what the president has said and what some people think might happen as to whether that's going to be good or bad for the debt. And there is a school of thought out there that it's not bad to have a debt, that there are certain positives, believe it or not, that come with a debt, and we talk about that too.
Full Measure, tomorrow morning, ABC 7, 10 o'clock, also on News Channel 8 at various times throughout the day on Sunday. As always, Cheryl, thanks so much for being with us on WMAL.
Thanks for having me, Rick.
6:58, Saturday Morning Updates, WMAL News coming up next, and we'll talk with John Gizzi, get the very latest the White House press briefing room this week. What was it like with Sean Spicer? You've seen the contentious press briefings. We'll get the very latest on that from John Gizzi coming up. Also, we'll be talking with Mercedes Schlapp from the Fox News Channel. And we'll talk with Mercedes among the topics this morning. The Democrats with a focus and a strategy, but do the Republicans have one right now? And check in with Mercedes on that. And Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer will join us as well. And among our topics will be the military and funding
So we've got a lot to cover. And also, you may have heard there may be some retaliation against Toby Keith for his performance at the Donald Trump inaugural. We will have that story for you coming up as well. So plenty to cover in the 7 o'clock hour on the Saturday Morning Update.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.